Hey Carmen, how's it going? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, good. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing pretty good. Just wanted to call and give you an update. I tried to submit Jorge through a few other times and different ways and whatnot, and it's just come back declined every time. So I thought I'd give you a heads up on that. So oh. I don't think anyone can really do much for him.
What was the last name? Sorry.
Let me see here. Actually, I just had it in front of me, but. I think it was Jose Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Driver's license right here. I'm sorry, it was Argumento.
Argumento. Yeah, yeah. No, that's okay. I understand. What I was going to tell you is, I talked to Maria, and we're going to try and get you guys some more deals, maybe a little better than that. But I'm not at the office right now. My babysitter went to Las Vegas, so...
That's not fair.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, well then, my babysitter's my mom, so she's like,
Oh, gotcha. You
know? Yeah, she's like, you'll have to skip work. But I'm not at the office right now, but I'll let Maria know that, you know, we couldn't really do anything with that guy, and then try and see what else we could get you. I guess when I talked to you, you said you're looking more for, you guys like more subprime, right?
Well, I mean, we do everything. We actually do work with Ascentium as well. So if you're sending something to Ascentium, you can just send it to me. We have a special relationship with them as far as pricing goes, because we kind of put our money into the same pool.
So
a lot of banks do that with other banks because they have some niches that we don't have. They'll do up to $150,000 with no documentation. So it's something that we won't do. So if we put our money in the pool with Ascentium and say, okay, we'll put $1 million in and you guys put $1 million in and we'll use that money to work with these clients that you'll fund. That's kind of how it works. So we can work with Ascentium if you have any of those type of deals. We do have A-credit as well. I mean, I had a guy qualify for a 3.7.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I wouldn't expect that.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, it was just a ridiculously good business. They had excellent business credit, excellent personal credit. Like, the guy's credit score was like an 815.
Oh, yeah.
He got, and actually, yeah, he ended up losing the deal because he found a better rate through his bank or something like that. So I think he used equity in his property, actually.
Oh, I see. What do you guys do for, if someone's, like, a homeowner and they have, like, over 700... Where do you guys usually rate those guys at?
Usually about 5%.
5%?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
5%, 5.99, you know, in that ballpark there.
Okay. Then I'll let Maria know as soon as I get back and see if we could shoot you one of those. Because I know recently we've just had a lot of bad credit guys, like just awful credit. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And usually those were, you know, sending to those ones that like to do more of subprime, you know, and but I do have, we did have like one guy who came in and had like a really great, he had like a pretty good credit score, and he was a homeowner. He had like really good credit, like nothing bad, you know.
Okay.
So, but we got him approved. But I guess I'll talk to Maria and see what I can get over to you.
Yeah, just let me know, and I can get you guys set up eventually too. Once we got doing some more deals, where I can give you up to 3% of the loan amount as a kickback for the referral.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys make some money on the financing as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, then I will definitely talk to Maria, and then I'll get something over your way. I'll be in later on today, so hopefully if we have something good, then, you know, I'll send it over your way and see what we could do.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
You too. Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.